This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green. What a wonderful world. I see skies of blue.
Gardeners.
And clouds.
And welcome
white.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Bright, blessed day.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest
Dogs
son.
Say good night.
Going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Again, like I said, we'll be here till 10 o'clock. So we got 4 hours of gardening questions to help you out. It's been a some warm couple days here, but I want to say it was like 95 degrees on Friday. That was a rough one. We really know how to do it here in New England. We can go from nice 70s and low 80s all the way up to 95 and hot and humid. But, today's gonna be a nicer day. About 75, I'll take that compared to what's been going on the past few days. It's been nice and warm. Everybody's got those air conditioners out and they want to just stay inside. Well, today's a good day to be getting out there in the garden. Nice morning here to be get out early, you know, do a little bit of cleanup, get the lawn mowed this morning if you haven't. I know these past couple days with that heat, I just haven't been able to do it. Haven't been able to mow my lawn. And, you know, obviously wait till the neighbors are up instead of waking them up this early. But you can get out there, do some cleaning. I know this next couple weeks here, I'm going to need to be doing some pruning of some different shrubs that I have. You know, I talked about it last week, but I have this giant rhododendron that I was looking at last night. You know, I can see on my second story, I can see above the rhododendron, and I can actually see a few things in there. And I'm like, oh, you know, maybe if I prune here, here, and here, it's nice to get another perspective of the view of where the shape can be. So it's pretty cool. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to go right to that line. Nathan, who's up first today?
It's Cynthia in Loudoun, New Hampshire.
Cynthia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, hello, Patrick. Well, I have a hydrangea, a vanilla strawberry hydrangea tree that I purchased at a local nursery about a month ago and planted, and it seemed to be doing very well. All of a sudden, the leaves are turning yellow, and I know we've had a significant amount of rain recently, and I have been watering regularly, and I'm just wondering if there's something, if it's getting too much water, if something is happening to it. It does have some beautiful very small buds on it, and I think it was going to bloom. It looked beautiful for a while, and it's only been in the ground about a month, and it's essentially a sapling. And I'm just wondering, am I going to lose the tree? Is something going wrong with it?
So when you're watering it, how do you water? Do you water with the sprinkler system? Do you water with the hose? How do you water?
Okay, I've been watering with a hose just around the tree base, not close to the base, but around the dirt area, the
yep.
tree line.
And how long are you watering there?
Maybe 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay. What I'd like to see you do going forward with your watering is I'd like to see you take the hose, put it around the plant, and leave it on a trickle for about 15 to 20 minutes. Okay, and one of the reasons why we want to do that is the deeper the watering in the plant, the more the roots will be involved and be looking. And so it helps the plant and the root system grow longer and absorb the water easier. So I like to see that being done every 2 to 3 days. Even though we've had a bunch of rain, I'd like to see you keep watering. The other thing I'd like to see you do is, after a couple of the waterings that you do, take a trowel. Since it's newly planted, you'll be able to dig down on the side a little bit, nice and easy.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to see, after you've watered and let it settle for, you know, a little bit, I want you to see how far down the water went. Reason why is if the water is only going down, you know, a couple inches, we're not getting that deep soaking that the tree wants. And so maybe it's being underwatered because of that. Even though we've been having lots of rain, and I know it's, you know, crazy to say that, you know, it might be underwatered. I'd like you to look and see where that's going. The other thing that is a possibility for you when you planted, using a product like Biotone Starter from Espoma is an mm-hmm. added benefit for it. What it does is it helps with transplant shock and allows mm-hmm. the plant, when it goes from a container to the ground, there is still a little bit of that shock that goes on. And it's going to help slow that process of the shock down, and will allow the plant to absorb some of those nutrients to help bring it back to you. Now, the yellow leaves that are on there, if they're completely yellow, obviously they're not going to come back. They're not going to turn green. Unless they're more of like a lime green. But if they're yellow, they're not going to come back.
They are completely yellow. Some of them have started to fall off. Interesting, they are yellow in the center of the tree. The outer edge of the tree and where all the blooms are is still green, but the yellow leaves are completely yellow and they are in the center of the tree.
Well, so that's actually a good sign. I hate to say it, like that it's good, but if they were on the outside going in, it would be the opposite. So what's happening is I believe that it's also a little bit of the airflow that goes through there. So it's a natural way of getting rid of some of the leaves to allow airflow on the inside of the plant, allow the sun to get in a little bit more into that plant as well. I'd take some of those yellow leaves off. I would go with the deep waterings, and I'd look at the Biotone Starter to add to the soil to help with that transplant shock. And within a couple of weeks, you should see some difference in that.
Okay. Okay.
All right,
Cynthia. Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, good luck.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be here the rest of the morning here to answer all your gardening questions and do everything we can to help you out. It's supposed to be a nice day today. And I know the week, I haven't really looked at the week, but I know where, you know, these 90-degree days are a little much to, that intense watering. Your plants are feeling it, too. You know, when they when they go from having the 70 degrees, low 80 degrees, you know, it's warm. They're looking for the water, but then going into those 90 degree days, they're looking for it too. Obviously, with Cynthia's, it's been happening for a little bit, so it's not this weather change. But for everybody else out there, just kind of realize that change in weather for plants, they feel it as well. So they're going to dry out a little bit quicker. They're not going to be, you know, holding on to their water as much. They're going to go through a little bit of this shock. So the watering is still very important. Even with some established plants, take a look at it. You know, even though it rains, we still don't look at it and say, all right, it's rain. It's going to rain. I don't have to water. I'd rather make sure that it's taken care of. The plants are taken care of and watered than not getting watered at all. And, you know, the overwatering is a hard thing to do. 9 times out of 10, it's usually underwatering. But overwatering can be done. It's just, you know, you want to watch what you're doing. I think most times it's going to be underwatering that is going to be the issue with a lot of plants out there. So definitely, you know, take a look at your plants, anything newly planted, your vegetable garden, etc. See if there's something you can do to, you know, get some water on them these past couple days and help with a little bit of the shock that it's going through, because this temperature is a shock to their bodies as much as it is to, us here. So we're about to go to a break. So you can give us a call after the break at 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so give us a call. And we do have someone on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Carol in New Hampshire.
Carol, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. A couple of questions. One is, I need an organic weed killer that will work with weeds that are coming up through gravel.
Okay. They're coming up through gravel, you said?
Yeah. Hard pack gravel at that.
Okay. So one of the a good organic weed killer that you could use would be Burnout from Bonide.
Okay.
That's a really good one to be using.
Okay.
And it's a lot of salts mixed to it that you could that will go in there and take care of it. You could also use Adios. Natural Alternatives has that one.
Uh-huh.
So those okay, are two. Those are two good organic weed killers that you could spray.
Pretty sure I can get the Burnout locally, so I'll try that. Thank you.
Yep,
and
definitely.
I have a lemon tree growing inside here in my sunroom, and I've had it now going on 2 years. It's growing. It's getting bushy, actually. It looks more like a bush than a tree. And it's not flowering. I have zero lemons to look at and wondering what I can do to help that.
Okay. Was it a very young lemon when you got it?
Yes.
Okay. So a lot of lemons can take up to 5-6 years before they will actually fruit.
Okay.
Okay. Are you seeing any fruit at all? Flowers at all?
No.
So nothing?
Nothing.
Okay. Now,
but lots of growth.
You said plenty of growth?
Tons of growth, yep.
Okay. I'm trying to think here. So how often are you watering?
Once a week, and then this time of year, twice a week.
Okay. I'd maybe look at adding another watering during the week now, maybe doing it every 2 to 3 days.
Okay.
Versus every, 3 to 4 days.
Okay.
Have you fertilized it at all?
I have.
Okay, what have you used?
I can't remember.
That's okay. Do you remember if it was a liquid or a granule?
Granule.
Okay. So at this point, what I'd like to see you do is give it a liquid fertilizer, maybe like a Neptune's Harvest fertilizer. That's a great one to mix in with your water, mix in with like a 5 gallon bucket, and use that every couple weeks. It's just going to add some extra nutrients to help with that. I think with the plant being young, like you said, it's going to take a little bit more time for it to show those flowers. The flowers will be later in the season anyways, before you would see anything. So I think by fertilizing now every couple weeks and adding some watering, and then, you said it's in a sun porch, so I'm assuming it's getting more than it's getting a lot of sun.
It is.
Okay. So I think the adding of the fertilizer, adding, watching the watering, what I like to do in any container plant is I like to water it once, let the water go through, kind of let it, absorb what it can, leave it for a couple minutes, then water it a second time. At that point, the first time, if it's really dry, what I like to picture is like a hanging basket. When a hanging basket is really dry and you water it, all of a sudden all the water just rushes out the bottom.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Same thing happens with a lot of different plants. Now, if it's really dry, the water's just going to rush through and it's not really getting that watering. So I like to water something sometimes 2 to 3 times to make that work. So, look at doing that, fertilizing, and I think that should help you. But I think the age of the plant is also a factor. That should help you out going forward.
Are you going to break?
I am going to break. If you have another question, hang tight for me.
I do.
Oh, wait. Hang tight for me. We're going to be right back, and we'll get back to that question for you.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Barry weakened back to a tropical storm after making landfall in Louisiana. While speaking with reporters, Louisiana's Governor John Bel Edwards predicted that his state is likely going to get a lot of precipitation.
Rainfall remains the primary hazard. We are still looking at 10 to 15 inches of rain with the possibility of higher isolated amounts. As we all know, however, it doesn't take much saturation of the ground so that even slighter winds can have a devastating impact with respect to trees falling onto houses and highways and so forth, as well as utility poles.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
While the storm surge risk on our Mississippi River has passed, the primary risk continues to remain heavy rains for the city of New Orleans.
Barry is the 50th hurricane to hit Louisiana since 1851. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature.
changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Gerald. I'm sorry. And she had another question. Wanted her to hang on tight. So, Carol, are you still there?
I am. So my last question has to do with three Fuji apple trees that, let's see, this is their second full year of being planted. And I see growth, but I don't see flowers on those either. And wondering what I should be fertilizing with.
Okay, so you have three. They're all the same apple?
Yes, they're all Fuji. Yep.
Do you have any other apples in the on the property?
No.
Okay. I just got to double check if the Fuji is self-pollinating.
It is. They are.
There's so many different apples I can never remember. So I want to say, to be honest with you, I think the Fuji is not self-pollinating.
When I purchased it, it was. When I purchased them, it was.
Okay. So I'd have to look it up a little bit because there's what they do is they have lists of pollinators for each different apple. But if I remember correctly, because I know somebody had come in to my nursery a month and a half ago, and was looking for it, they needed a pollinator for it to have that happen to get the fruit. So that one of the things with the blossoms with it, it could have happened early spring. We did have a weird spring, where temperatures were cold and then warm and then cold and then warm. I'm wondering if that had anything to do with it. That being said, when I go to the next break, just so I can look up on the books that I have for the fruit trees, I'll look and see if it's a pollinator, if it's a self-pollinator, if it needs a pollinator, and what those pollinators are. Go ahead.
What about a fertilizer?
So a fertilizer, you could use the... if you haven't used a granular, you could use a tree tone. Tritone's okay. A good one from Espoma. That granular form will help. It's a slow release. It will release for the season. You can do it again in the fall, just at half the rate. And then the other thing you could be looking at doing just to help it maybe a couple times this summer is that same, like, Neptune's Harvest type or any of the liquid fertilizer just to give it a little bit more. And maybe do that, like, once a month versus every couple, 2-3 weeks.
Okay. Do you think you're mature enough at this point? I mean, it's not a maturity issue, is it?
Well, some of them, they need to develop into the ground. Usually what I'd like to, like, what I usually see with fruit trees is it takes about 2, maybe 3 years for them. It's usually about closer to 3 years for them to really establish, start giving you that good growth. You'll see some growth this year, obviously. It's the second year in the ground. But next year you'll probably see the best growth that it's had for you.
Okay.
After that, it really starts to flourish, set some of the blossoms, etc. But what I'd like to see you do in the future, so next year in the spring, early spring, I'm talking like the beginning of April when the ground thaws, that's when I'd want you to put that tree tone down into the plant. Okay. That's really going to help it and give it something extra to help grow for the year. You could also, there's a product from Natural Alternatives called Protolizer. What that is that it's not actually a fertilizer, but it works with the fertilizer that you have and actually helps develop the root system, helps develop the plant a little bit more. It's an additive to your fertilizer and makes the fertilizer be more available to the plant. So it might be beneficial looking into that, even for your lemon tree as well. And using it on a few of those. I've had some great results that I've heard from people with this protolizer because it's an additive to it. It's like making sure that the fertilizer is going to be the most active for the plant for you. So it's just a benefit to it. So maybe doing that. They'll both help with the root system and develop that. But I think in the next couple of years, you'll have some better results. But again, what I want to do at my next break is coming up in about 10 minutes. I want to be able to look into, see pollinators and see if Fuji is a self-pollinator. I want to say it isn't. And I feel bad, if it, you know, it's said that it was, one new tree, if it is, needs to be pollinated, would be fine for the three that you have. So it might be looking at something along those lines. I want to look it up and be able to focus on that instead of trying to do it while I'm talking at the same time.
Okay.
So just keep listening for me. When I get back, it's about 53 minutes past the hour after this segment. Then I go to a break, and then after 53 past the hour, I will come back with that answer for you.
I'll be listening. Thank you so much, Patrick.
All right, Carol. Good luck, and again, keep listening. We'll get you that answer.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I know we do have somebody on the line as well. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jenna in New Hampshire.
John in New Hampshire, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today? Jenna, I'm sorry.
Hey, hi, Patrick. I love your program.
Thank you.
I have one question about a cane and fir.
Okay.
We got them from the greenhouse last year, and they planted them. We got three. Two of them did fantastic. The third one got too much water. And what my question on the fertilizer is, I gave them Hollytone, and one developed gorgeous little cones all at the top.
Yep.
The other one started doing great, and I'm just wondering, is that what I should be giving them going forward also?
So that's definitely something to be using in the spring. The granular form is a season long. So you use that in the spring. Depending upon the size of the plant, it can go from, one cup to 2, 3, 4 cups of the fertilizer.
Okay. I think these are about 8 feet tall.
Okay. 8 feet tall. I want to say it's like maybe, I think it's like 1 to 2 cups. Okay. That would be something, you know, going forward to use in the spring. And then mm-hmm. you do actually want to use it again in the fall, but at half okay. the rate.
Half the rate. Okay.
So yeah. instead of doing full rate now, full rate in the fall, if you do the full rate in the fall, what ends up happening is you're trying to push growth. You're trying to push growth into the fall, whereas the fall, you want the plant to focus on its root system. You want it to, you know, look at that versus, you know, you want it to focus on the root system instead of focusing on new growth. So that's why you only use half the rate. During the season, you know, if you notice one of them's not doing as good as the others,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe that one, take a look at, looking at the product like I was just talking about, Protolizer. Protolizer
is... How is that? Could you spell that for me?
So it's P-R-O-T-I-L.
Okay.
I-Z-E-R. So it's...
Got it.
It sounds like fertilizer. You just add the P-R-O instead of the F-E-R on it.
Got it.
So it's not a fertilizer itself. What it does is it actually will activate some of the organisms, the microorganisms, the fertilizer that's in the soil, and allow it to be more active to the plant. Okay, so you can still fertilize something, you can fertilize with the plants as well. So this is an additive that you do separately, you mix in water and you pour it in. But it's going to allow, so say you use any type of liquid fertilizer, like a Neptune's Harvest, it's going to make sure that that is going to be the most active that it could be when it's fertilizing the plant. Okay, so.
Okay, but I just tell you one thing that I did, and I hope I did this right.
Okay.
I take my my Espoma Hollytone and I put it in a huge gallon jug with water. I take a cup of it and then I mix it all with water so it's almost like a liquid fertilizer. Is that okay to do?
Well, so does the granules break down completely?
They do if you shake them up and shake them up and shake them up and add a little water, you know, fertilize them. Yeah.
So
it kind of gets it to the plant quicker.
It does, but so one of the things with Hollytone or any of the Espoma products, they're meant to be like a slower release and for the season long. Whereas if you break it up like that, it's getting all the fertilizer quickly versus, you know, long term over time. And the Espoma products, you know, the granular forms are meant to have that long lasting breakdown over time. To get to it. So what might have already have happened is if you broke down the granules and everything and you watered it in, a lot of that might already be gone.
Okay.
It might have gone through the system quicker. So it's not having that slow release to allow it to stay green and stay going throughout the season. So that's why, you know, at this point, maybe look at doing like a, you know, again, like a Neptune's Harvest fertilizer, add some protolizer to it and see if there's anything that will do to help make the plants a little bit stronger.
Mm-hmm.
You said the watering is done well. How are you watering? Just to...
Well, first you mean as a general rule, how am I watering those cane and furs?
Yeah, are you watering with the hose just, or a sprinkler system?
Well,
or?
You know what? For this year, we're in New Hampshire and it has rained so much. I have not actually watered them separate, aside from the rain.
Okay.
But, I mean, literally, we have not been able to string maybe 2 days together without rain, and a lot of rain. So it's almost like I don't think I've had to, and they look really good. I just want to keep them looking good.
Okay. So what I'd like to see you doing, so we're going into the season where it's supposed to not rain as much. We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, history says that usually in July and August it gets warmer. We don't have as much rain. Mother Nature doesn't care about history. She does what she wants. But if it starts to dry and we don't have as much rain, what I want to make sure you do is continue to water, do deep soakings with the hoses. Reason being is it's gotten used to so much water. It has all this rain, and so it's enjoying the water. It's going to maybe dry out a little bit quicker when we have 3-4 days in a row of no rain. it might dry out a little bit. So I just want you to be safe when it comes to that. So kind of watch it, feel around the soil, and see if, you know, that's what's going on as well. But stick with the fertilizer. Fertilize again in the fall with the Hollytone at half the rate. But I think that's going to really help it.
Okay. And all can I ask one more quick thing?
You can. We're going to – so just real quick. So I got about 30 seconds before a break. So if you want to ask the question, then we'll answer it on the other side of the break.
All right. I have a new cane and fir coming.
Yep.
And I'm just wondering, should I have very clay soil? Should I add heat? Should I add sand? Should I add anything to help ameliorate that clay soil? And thank you so much. I'll hang up.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Have a good one. On the other side, you'll hear the answer. I don't want to cut it off because there's a couple things I'd like to see you do. Jenna, there's a few things. So hang on the other side of the break. I'll have an answer for you. We're going
to How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual tree and shrub insect control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HVExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HVExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, we have a couple questions to answer over the air here. I'm going to start first with Carol from New Hampshire. It is actually non-self-pollinating, so it needs a pollinator to help out, to allow that to bloom. There's a couple on here that you can use. Let me get some names that you might be able to find easily. So let's see here. So the Fuji apple, again, you could have a few different ones. Like Cortland is one to use. That would pollinate it. Gala is a good one. Granny Smith is another one. Honeycrisp. Macoon. Pink Lady is one I've seen out there. I'm trying to get ones that are really available a little bit more out in the out there, especially in our areas. Those are probably your best ones. Again, so you could use a Macoon, you could use a Pink Lady, you could use a Honeycrisp, you could use a Granny Smith, a Gala, and a Cortland apple to help pollinate that Fuji apple. So it does need a pollinator. You could use one for the three that you have, Carol. So just wanted to make sure you knew about that, that it is, it does need a pollinator to help it, and that's going to help you going forward with, you know, the flowers and fruit for your fruit trees. Now, the other question at the end, Jenna was asking in regards to, she's planting another cane and fir and wanted to know what to do to it, what to add to the soil. It's a very clay soil, so what I'd like to see done is adding as much organic material as you can. You know, like a compost planting mix, some sort of planting mix that has peat moss, compost, etc. Add that to the soil.
I want to see you use a Biotone starter to start that fir tree the right way. That's going to help with the transplant shock from when you get it to bring it in. So put that into the soil. You can add some sand to that clay that's there. You know, they always say when you're planting, double the size of the hole of the size of the root ball that comes. So with an area that's sitting in water, maybe, or has a lot of clay, try to make sure you do that double the size. Add some sand to the soil. Most loam, if you were to get loam, or if you were to get loam from like a garden center, not like the bags of topsoil, but by bulk, will actually have like 20% sand in it to help with that drainage to allow it to go through. So that might be something to take a look at. Like you said, adding some sand, but adding compost, breaking up that clay. You could also use in those areas to help break down the clay would be a pelletized gypsum. Gypsum helps break up clay-filled soils and gets it so it's not as compact. You could also use, if you're looking for a faster-acting one, you can use sulfur from natural alternatives. Their sulfur product has fertilizer with it. You could use that product, or you could use from Jonathan Green a product called Love Your Soil. Those will both break up clay in the soil a little bit quicker than regular gypsum. It's basically a fast-acting gypsum. Now, you've probably heard of lime and fast-acting lime. Through Bonide, they have their Turf Turbo. And that's this gypsum, this sulfur-based product, is the fast-acting gypsum to make it go a little bit quicker. So I'd like to see you maybe do that around all the plants as well to help with the water and allow it to go through, especially with the amount of rain that we've been having. It'll allow some of that water to go through and not just sit. It's not going to be to the point where the water's just going to run through all the way. It will slowly seep through, but when there's clay fill in the soil, it slows it down and stops it from going through. So that's just one of the things we need to, you know, look at going forward with that plant. But use as much organic material as you can. You still want to mix it in with the existing soil. You don't want it to just be all, you know, the additive of the soil. You want to make sure that, you know, you use about 40 to 50% of the old soil mixed in so that the plant wants to venture out. It wants to look out into the other areas of the soil to get some. So we're going to go to a break now. On the other side, it'll be the 7 o'clock hour. You can give us a call at 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.